said his name, it was a Reaching B. Said he come on Jungle Jim, round some grizzly bears and run the whole lot in.
Past the hour, 7 o'clock Eastern Time on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. These are the desperate hours. And we'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the United States struggles with hunger. Learn how you can help end childhood hunger at feedingamerica.org. This is brought to you by feedingamerica.org, the Ad Council, and the gluttons over here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, did my D for the night. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Trogs by request for Tony and Julie in East Cambridge from the first album. This, I can't believe my good luck. And yeah, you know, there's crackles and pops, but yeah, it was, you know, the original release. Damn. You know? Anyway, Trogs did Evil, track 6 on side 1. Liars before that from the Liars LP came out in 1986 on Ace of Hearts. And their cover of Stormy. Before that, the Surfmen did Cry, a track released on their own Nemfres label. That's Surfmen spelled backwards. This is 1964, but I have a feeling it was a couple of years after that, 65 or 66. I got off the compilation, Time Won't Change My Mind. Before that, Ragged Edges did Why Don't You, track 6 from Quagmire Volume 6. Originally released on the Giant label in Canada in 1967. Okay. I think I'm back on track, and I think people are listening, so that's good. Hey, you know, if you want to be the idol of handfuls and handfuls of people in the greater Boston area and across the internets, why don't you make me an ID? Make me a bumper. What do you got to do? As mentioned, Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours, and all their possible combinations. And then mention your name, stage name acceptable. Don't have to give me a last name or nothing if you don't want to. Claim to fame or lack thereof in general geographic area or planet and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's COFFEENSMO. KES at Verizon.net, and you think for a billionth of a second I'm going to stop asking for them. You're crazy. Hey, better still, why don't you go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. You can send it to me over there. Anyway, also, Looks like Desperate Hours t-shirts are going to be a thing. Keep posted. That's another reason to go to the Desperate Hours Facebook page. Anyway, coming up in this second hour, this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I'm missing. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving
Sunshine and Lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Yeah. myself a chauffeur driven Cadillac. TV table corner by hooked up in the back. Packed them in there with a wind. The goods is Mr. Wicker's corner, 100%. My wiggling man got that atomic beat. Sweep you right up off of your fat back feet. Shoes. I got finesse and charm that I never use. I've been in what the players call an atomic set. Because I'm bona fide, certified, qualified, know where it's at. I'm a homeboy. That's all Mr. Wiggers is. But I don't want no Cadillac. All I want is a Mew. All I want is some beer. I was born down that Bigfoot country, where you get those pigtail tied knots. Pork chops real, real hot. Chillin' covered mustard. Ham, hot, and grilled potato custard. I'm a homeboy. I'm from down in Richmond, VA. It don't matter about singing Mr. Wiggers home, and I'm proud to say, yes, I'm a homeboy. That's all Mr. Wiggers did. I'm just an old fatback singing homeboy. Yes, I'm proud to be a homeboy. I said a homeboy. Whoa, a homeboy.
Oh, yeah, it's 7:23 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. I hope by now, like I did the whole Henny Penny thing, huh? The sky was falling or whatever, but the power's back up. I personally revived the transmitter. I couldn't find the stupid sign on, which is my voice. Uses my voice, but hey, I don't know. Now we're back on. Yes, Melissa Jean, we're back on. Well, I hope you've been listening this whole time. I started probably like a minute late. Anyway, let me tell you, I just played in this first set of the second hour. We just heard The Move and Brontosaurus. Yes, I played something by The Move last week because they have that Movements box set that I've had forever. And I saw it, and I said, oh, track six, Brontosaurus, okay. We'll play it. It was originally released on the Fly label in the UK in 1970. It also appears on Best of The Move, came out on A&M when The Move had some early success, or some early U.S. success with Do Ya. But then they morphed into the Electric Light Orchestra, and the rest is history. Anyway, Brontosaurus from 1970, by The Move before that, Mr. Wiggles and Homeboy. Track originally released on the Golden Triangle label in 1964. I got off the compilation Talking Trash. Tom Jones from 1971 and Resurrection Shuffle from the LP. Tom Jones singing She's a Lady. And before that, Ronnie Fuller did Do the Dive. Track originally released on the Jolie label in 1965. I got off the compilation Twist and Rumble, Volume 4. And if you're asking what, Desperate Hours is celebrating 6 years to the day being on the air. Well, actually, it was another 6 years. It was a podcast on GaragePunk.com and Real Punk Radio. It was also in the early 80s at WM for a while as my student show. But anyway, I don't know where I was heading with that. But anyway, 6 years to the day, and all these are all track six. Either our track six off the CD, or track six on the side of the album, or the compilation I'm getting them off of. And I recovered that nicely. Wait a minute, it's screw up. Anyway, for that, this week's song that everybody knows, and everybody knows this one, All My Loving, tracked at the first warble on the Ed Sullivan Show, February 9th of 1964, from the Beat the Beatles, or Meet the Beatles LP. Came out in 1964 on Capitol. And then we kicked it off this first set of the second hour, and the Gypsies, and Oh, I Wonder Why. Released on Old Town in 1966. I got off the compilation Girls on 45 Volume 2. Came out on Teensville. I know this came up on a thread somewhere. But yeah, they put out a bunch of neat compilations, that label. So if you can go to your more reputable online dealers, or maybe brick and mortar shops, see if it's there. See if that or any of the other things in the Teensville label are there. Anyway, we got one more talk break to go before I put this thing out of its misery. So let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours. Yeah.
very best times. These are the good times you'll remember every day. These are the times for feeling sunshine, sample friends and fun, with Pudgy's Good Time Pizza and Subs.
we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch for the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I'm playing this next to last set of the show. Just heard the Flea Records out of Joe Meek's stable from 1960 originally on the Pi label in the UK, Sunday Date. From the compilation, Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop. For that, The Inmates, a band called The Inmates, More Than I Have. It's a previously unreleased acetate. We tore a record around 1967. I got it out of the trash box. Came out in 2004 on No Hit. Eric Burden and the Animals, before that did It's All Meat. From the Winds of Change LP, came out in 1967 on MGM. And then we kicked off the set with Papa Lightfoot from 1954. And Wine, Women, and Whiskey. They'll do me in. I got off the compilation stomping. Not sure of a release date or anything like that. Anyway, coming up on the long Memorial Day weekend, next week we'll start the seventh year of the Desperate Hours. And as long as I can make it up those stairs, you're going to have to listen to me. I got no choice. Anyway, about 20 minutes to go. Let's bring this little girl home. Thank you for listening. These are the Desperate Hours.
You got it, hey, good, come on. Push, baby, push.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
right here having fun as usual.
Hello. Yes, this is Jane, baby. You want what? A girl like me? What do I want? I want a man that moves. I want a man that grooves with long black hair. He can't be no square, 'cause when he kisses my lips, he's gotta make me flip. Oh, baby, that makes it. Nothing in the world means more to a girl than a man who's cool, really knows how to rule. The way he keeps her in line makes her feel so fine. Baby cat, that makes it. I'm hip daddy, that makes it. That makes it. Oh, that's so kinky. I want a man that moves. I want a man that grooves with a long black hair. He can't be no square, 'cause when he kisses my lips, he's gotta make me flip. Oh, baby, that makes it. Nothing in the world means more to a girl than a man who's cool, really knows how to rule. The way he keeps her in line, that makes her feel so fine. Baby cat, that makes it.
at 7:58 and they're playing that song, you know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-been, would-have-could-have, and never worries from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Oh, yeah. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the show. Just heard the Uncalled For, originally released on Laurie in 1967, Do Like Me. Got it off of Pebbles Volume 8. Before that, Jane Mansfield, That Makes It. Originally released on Original Sound in 1964. I got off the Best Of thingy as Clouds Drift By. The Heralds from the Netherlands did I Wish I Was Strong from the Velips Greatest Hits. Originally released on Philips in the Netherlands in 1966. The Bambis before that, Baby Blue from Rare 60s Beat Treasures Volume 5. It was originally released on CBS in the UK in 1965. Big Bow and the Arrows and Big Bow's Iron Horse, originally released on the Gay Shell label in 1970. I got off a Twist and Rumble Volume 2, and we kicked it off with Andre Williams and Humpin', Bumpin', and Thumpin', originally released on Checker in 1967. I got off the compilation Forget It. Anyway, this wraps up 6 years of the Desperate Hours and WMFO. Time and Style of Year 7. And thank you all so much for listening. I'll be back next week. Once again, my name is Alex. Pleasure is mine. Take care.